Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Zechariah chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. The scriptures read as follows. Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it." The word of the Lord to his people. Let us pray. Holy Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We bless your name for your presence, and we stand unified in prayer. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter with the spirit of praise. We thank you for another opportunity to call on your great name. We're grateful for your open invitation for us to come boldly to your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we proclaim you now and your mighty power. We declare that all power is in your hands. In your wisdom, you know what we need before we ask. So we praise you for being our God and for knowing us intimately. You care about us, and your mercy endures forever. We give you glory for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We praise you, God, for releasing new mercies to us at the breaking of this day, and grace sufficient for us to walk in power and confidence in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Psalm 68:19 that you daily load us with benefits. So we praise you for increased favor. We praise you for life, bigger dreams, new opportunities, abundant provisions, health and strength, divine protections, and blessings that overtake us. We humble ourselves in your presence because we understand that by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift from you, God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we thank you, Holy Father, for the gift of life, and life more abundantly because of your word. We're grateful that our names are written in heaven, and you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. So we decree and declare salvation for our households according to Acts 16:31. We believe that you are pouring out your spirit on all our children, everyone connected to us, and on all flesh. And we give you glory for those who will live for your glory as they declare that Jesus is Lord. We decree and declare that our pastors, bishops, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers are men and women of integrity who seek your face and speak what they hear from you. We decree and declare that those with hidden agendas will be exposed and pulled down as you protect your people, God. Lord, we pray that you arise and let your enemies be scattered. We lift up your name, Jesus, above every other name this morning, and we thank you for the victory as all things in our lives line up with your word and your majestic authority. We praise you, Lord, for being our strong tower and our defender. You are the lifter of our heads, so we cast all our cares on you this morning, and we thank you that you have spoken from eternity, and everything that you have preordained for this day shall happen in the name of Jesus. You declared that we shall not die but live to declare your marvelous works. God, you sent your word to heal all our diseases, and we receive divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for extending your right hand of power to block the schemes of the enemy. And we praise you for closing every portal and entry path of every demon that is assigned to attack us in this season. We praise you, God, for causing divine light to shine on us, because we are in right standing with you, and we are in the place where you have commanded blessings to be released in our lives. You are the promise keeper, and you are faithful, God, to keep your gracious covenant and mercy with those that love you and keep your commandments to 1,000 generations. So we declare right now, and we prophetically speak over the generations to come according to your word, that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We agree with you, Lord, and we give you full legal authority to have your way in our lives. We ask that you search our hearts and root out sin and any seed of unrighteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. We declare ourselves free today according to the scriptures, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we praise you, God, because we shall never be bound again by cords of wickedness. The past is the past, and we bless your name, God, for doing a new thing in us. So we shout unto you this morning with a voice of triumph, because you chose us before the foundation of the world to be your sons and daughters, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. We thank you for every kingdom assignment that you have charged to our hands. We thank you that your provision is divinely timed with our purpose and seasons so that we can bring forth your glory in our lives. So we stand in kingdom authority today, and we are grateful that because of the salvific blood of Jesus Christ, we have a right to praise you. We declare that you are God alone, and you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for being our provider and for setting open doors before us that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, for releasing miracles, divine ideas, jobs, promotions, and inexplicable favor to us. We call blood disorders, ligaments, joints, and every cell, tissue, and muscle in our body to line up to your perfect design as we stand under your healing stream in the name of Jesus. We thank you according to Proverbs 21:1 that the king's heart is in your hands, and as the rivers of waters, you turn our hearts according to your word. So we pray this morning for President Obama, President-elect Trump, and those who will govern this nation. And we decree that righteousness shall exalt this nation as we praise you and declare you to be our King and our eternal Father. So we praise you now for turning our hearts toward righteousness and for causing us to be sensitive to your will as we forgive others and restore them in love. Thank you for turning the hearts of pastors and leaders, husbands and wives, parents and children, global leaders and citizens in every nation for your glory. We praise you for our testimony, because we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In this atmosphere of faith, we praise you, God, for strength for the journey and grace sufficient to endure the light afflictions that come against us. Our confession of faith is that this too shall pass, and for every light affliction that we face, there shall be glory after we endure the test. We're grateful, God, that you have given us a spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind. We have a sound mind this morning, and we give you glory. So in the presence of every mountain or obstacle, we say grace, grace, because the mountain shall be made low or insignificant as we speak with authority and proclaim your great power. Thank you, God, for filling our hearts with hope in the face of every situation. And we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because it's working out for our good right now. God, we praise you this morning because the sickness is not unto death, but it's working together for our good. The test is for our testimony, and it's working together for our good. The problem is for our preparation, and it's working together for our good. So we praise you, Lord, for the continuous flow of your anointing oil in our lives that destroys every yoke. Your anointing, God, destroys every yoke. So we celebrate you today for your awesome power. We praise you, Holy Spirit, for giving us power and for enabling us to do all things to the glory of God. Lord, we declare that your way is perfect and your word is proven. You are a shield to all who trust you. We know your name, Lord, and we trust you because you have not forsaken those who seek you. Your word declares that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So we give you glory because we stand in a wealthy place. We surrender in your presence, Lord, and we declare that we belong to you. In obedience to your word, God, we lean not to our own understanding today, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we trust you to direct our paths. Lord, we give you glory in this great day that you have made, and we now enter your courts with praise. We praise you because you are the only wise God, our Savior, and you're worthy of our praise from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. And God, the heavens declare your glory, so we declare your glory this morning as we worship you in spirit and in truth. We declare that great are the works of your hands, and your mercies are new every morning. God, we receive every new mercy that you have preordained and released to us, even the new mercies that we cannot detect. God, we thank you for being a faithful God and for being more faithful to us than we are to you. We thank you for handling the details of our lives and for covering us on every side. So for the new mercies that we don't realize, we say thank you, Lord. for the things that we shall see and behold this day with our eyes. We say thank you. God, we thank you for everything, and in everything we give thanks because it's your will concerning us. We're grateful that your compassion does not fail. So we reverence your presence, and we thank you that you are moving things in eternity that will manifest in our lives in due season. We declare, God, that your presence is here to heal, to restore, to bless us, to lift the heavy burdens, to destroy yokes by the power of your anointing. We declare that divine healing is flowing in us right now, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We declare and decree that you are doing a new thing in our lives, and now it shall spring forth by your great power, God. We declare, according to your word, that the dry places in our lives are revived, refreshed, and restored by the latter rain this day. We speak life to the dry bones in our lives in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that every closed door is evidence that new doors await us, and you are ushering us into every place where you have determined that blessings will be released in our lives. We decree and declare that depression, doubt, fear, suicidal thoughts, and negative attitudes have no authority in us. We praise you for the shift and the movement in the heavens right now as principalities surrender ground that we claim for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you now for exceeding our expectations, because your word declares that you bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We bless you now for the surpassing favor that you have bestowed on us. So we bless your name, God, for every miracle, every breakthrough, and every great thing that you are releasing right now in this hour, in this moment, this day, in the name of Jesus. We declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that it is so, and it's a new season. It's a new day. We are excited in you, God, and we worship you with a spirit of expectation. We trust you, and we expect to see the move of your hand in our lives. We expect victory and not defeat. Expect to receive every good and perfect gift from your hands. We expect to see your goodness, God, as we live by faith. We expect to receive help from heaven when we call on your name. And God, in fact, right now, we thank you that you're sending help from your sanctuary, and you're strengthening us out of Zion. You're sending prosperity now. You're saving now in the name of Jesus. We expect to see walls fall and obstacles removed by faith at the leading of the Holy Spirit. We expect that our destiny partners will help us and treat us as children of the Most High God. So we war in the spirit this morning, and we claim victory in every benefit of our covenant right with you in Jesus' name. We receive your joy as we pray. We receive your peace as we pray. We receive, God, everything that you preordained for us, and we pull it down by faith right now. And God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you even now for writing the glorious story of our lives from the end to the beginning. So we're walking to you by faith, simply to walk into what you've already spoken. That's why your blessings overtake us. That's why your goodness, God, and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we give you glory, and we shout now, God, because you wrote the story. No matter what the enemy says this morning, God, it's already written in your book. So we thank you, Father, as we realize what the next page of our story is going to be. So I think we'll run on this morning to see what the end is going to be. And even if we have stumbled and faltered along the way, we stand for holiness, and we take our rightful places, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The blood covers us this morning, and we are cleansed from all unrighteousness. So in this atmosphere of faith, God, we love you this morning. Thank you for total deliverance in every area. And as we go to our respective destinations, God, we give you glory and thank you for your covering grace and mercy. Thank you for being God, and that's enough. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our covering. And God, we live, move, and have our being in you. And we call on your great morning as demons tremble at the name of Jesus this morning. And as the heavens shake, as you move on our behalf to show yourself faithful and mighty on our behalf. Thank you for breakthrough, miracles, everything, God, that we're petitioning you for right now. We have it in the name of Jesus, and we declare that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Receive this prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. And as a final word, I encourage you to trust God, trust God, trust God, and believe him to bring forth the things that he's shown you in dreams and in miracles, and most importantly, in his word. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by what you see. Walk by faith and not by sight. And be encouraged today in Jesus' name. Amen.